there and welcome to YM from West Midlands Police, our official podcast. If you listen to our first podcast and come back, thank you very much indeed. But if this is your first time listening to the show, a very warm welcome to you. Now, my name is Jarlath Eaton and I work in the Corporate Communications Department. And this second podcast is a bit of a special episode, an extended interview, if you like, with our Chief Constable, Dave Tonson. Now, the Chief has recently had his contract extended by the West Midlands Police and Crime Commissioner, David Jameson. And to mark this, he sat down with myself to talk through his time as Chief Constable so far and his plans for policing in the future. Chief Constable, thank you very much indeed this morning for taking time out to sit down with us. Firstly, on behalf of us all here in Corporate Comms, congratulations on your contract extension. How happy, first of all, are you that your contract's been extended to be Chief Constable here for another couple of years?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, I've been here almost 10 years in West Midlands as Deputy in Chief, so, you know, this feels like home, and it's great to be staying with, working hard with the colleagues that we've got in the force who are doing some brilliant work, so it's fabulous to stay, and particularly for the next few years, which are an exciting time for the region. You know, the eyes of the world will be on Birmingham for the Commonwealth Games and very much also in 2021 on Coventry City Culture. But we're also at a time where we've got the uplift of extra resources coming. So we're moving out of this austerity story into one now where we can concentrate on delivering more for the public.
We'll come on to all that a little bit in, during this interview. But I want to look back, if I may, on your first 4 years as Chief Constable. What are the main challenges that you've seen throughout that time initially? And like, how would you, do you think, would you judge your time at the helm so far?
I mean, the backcloth and the overriding narrative that we've been dealing with, not just in the last 4 years, but actually the entire 10 years I've been here, is been the austerity challenge. You know, so we saw 25% of our money go. We lost one police officer in four. I mean, that's a huge challenge. And, you know, really the period that Chris Sims was the chief and then the period I was up to now has been very much, I would describe it as a kind of survival challenge for the force, that our mission has got bigger than ever. You know, we're interested now in, we've got huge challenges around domestic abuse. We deal with honour-based violence, human trafficking, modern slavery, county lines, counter-terrorism risk that's not just now Islamic extreme-based, it's far right. So the mission's got bigger, the demand's got heavier, the amount of money in people have got less. And I think that's defined a lot of what we do. I suppose what I would say is that, you know, we come out of that period now where we're delivering a huge range of excellent services. You look at the terrorism plots we disrupt, the major events we run, the brilliant work we do with neighbourhood policing. And we've managed to kind of deliver that breadth. We've got the public more involved in what we do for things like Street Watch, 1,300 members of the public working with us. We've got a modern infrastructure. We lead now on things like analytics. We've got a data science team. We've got robotics. We've got the best mobility in the country. And I think we're delivering a better service in supporting employees in the force. So there's been a lot of achievements through that period, but it's been a tough time.
You mentioned there, obviously, that we lost one in four officers throughout that time period that you've been here so far as chief. One of the main things that I think we see on social media in particular is that the public are quite frustrated by the lack of officers in the force. And as you just mentioned there, it's very, very difficult when you lose so many officers. The Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, has talked about increasing police officers by 20,000. I think it was around about 20,000 across the country, certainly over the next 3 years, your time as Chief Constable. You met him, obviously, when he announced it here in July. What can we expect to see here in the region, if you like?
Okay, so you're right. The discussion is to raise the police officer numbers of the country by 20,000 over 3 years. So where those officers are going has been announced in this first year. So up to March 2021, we'll get the money for an extra 366 police officers off the government. In addition to that, through the efficiency the force has done and the work we've done with the Police and Crime Commissioner, we hope we'll be able to recruit around about another 200 at the same time. So that's a big investment, actually. And I can't think of a time in my career where somebody said, here's 566 potentially extra officers. And of course, we're also recruiting a lot of additional police staff. So I think what the public can expect we'll do with those is that, first of all, we'll want to invest some money to stabilise our service. We're a great getting there in emergencies. We're really good. We're not always reliable. I'd like to be on the non-emergency stuff. So we'll see what we can do to improve that. The second issue is, I think we want to strengthen some of the areas where we investigate crime. So some areas we're not doing enough on, things like fraud, we want to do more on. Some areas we're really stretched, like domestic abuse. Some areas we probably need to do more on, counter-terrorism exploitation. So we'll look at investing in those areas. And then I think that the big thrust will be really around proactivity, because this is the bit that has got really difficult for us with the challenges with knife crime, with some of the drugs markets. We want to be out there tackling gangs and being really there, and that has been difficult for us to sustain. So I think the public can expect to see more investment in that. What I would say, though, is there are areas that we're investing really well. We've got a lot of neighbourhood officers compared to most forces, and this enables us to keep those in place.
Fantastic. And I mean, you mentioned again there, policing seems to be going through that period of change. Obviously, we've had the austerity era, if you like, and now we're moving into a bit more of a bit more funding for us as a force as a whole and policing as a whole. You mentioned the change there about emerging crimes, lots of emerging crimes there as well, particularly online in particular. What are the key challenges, do you think, for the force and policing as a whole over the next few years that you're going to be here as Chief Constable?
Yeah, so there are some obvious headline things. We know we've got to deliver a City of Culture in Coventry in 2021. We're going to deliver a Commonwealth Games in Birmingham in 2022. They're obviously big milestone events that are important for it. But in terms of the policing, I think our challenge really is really going to be this, that the breadth of what we've got to deal with is still huge. And actually, we need to make sure the resources we've got are valuable and targeted. And so we've built up some really good ability to analyse and understand what's going on in communities, our analytical power, our mobility. So we can start, I think, to target more effectively what we do. So things like county lines gangs, it's very complicated. It's not like burglary. So we're going to have to use a lot more precision about the approach we take to the problems we face in the future around those areas. So I think that's kind of number one. I think two, we mustn't lose what we learned through austerity, which is continually trying to improve. So, you know, we've got complex issues and we need to make sure the new teams feel empowered and supported so that they're right against the problems and they're given the tools and equipment to tackle them. So, you know, how the organisation is agile in responding to threats. But I would say, really, the spread is going to be we've got to do more work around violence, domestic abuse and under 25s particularly. We've got to do more around gangs and we've got to do more around county lines in that area. We've got to keep the service reliable for the public. And at the same time, I think we've got to keep driving down those crimes that people fear in their communities. Burglary, vehicle crime, robbery, things like that.
You mentioned again about the next couple of years in particular. The West Midlands is providing a lot of opportunity in particular, as you mentioned, the Commonwealth Games in 2022 in Birmingham. And then obviously next year, City Culture for Coventry in 2021. It is really exciting times, actually, when you think about it. What role will the force have in helping to deliver those events?
And they're a great reason why you join West Midlands Police at the moment. I'd say
absolutely
to play
right.
A part in those things. So the role we'll play, well, first and foremost, I think that's slightly different events. So we recognise the Commonwealth Games will take place in a very defined period in 2022. And our role is kind of very much a clear role around safety, security. It's a major global event. We've got to make sure people are attending as safe and protected. And our emphasis will be on security and preventing crime. But we will get the maximum amount of the opportunity, the pride in the city. So we expect to shape a lot of our community involvement and getting people excited about games because we're a big public service in the region. Coventry City of Culture, I think, slightly different, really. That's a year's worth of activity. So that's more, if we're doing, it's not the sprint of games, it's the marathon of the City of Culture. And I think we probably want to get probably more out of that in some ways. So it's a great opportunity to do more engagement with our local communities, to do more work with young people. We know we've got some youth violence problems in Coventry. I think our role will, of course, be security and crime prevention, but we'll use this as a great opportunity to engage through the year with the many communities in Coventry.
We can't wait for it. It sounds absolutely amazing, and we can't wait for those next 2 years. It's going to be fantastic. How crucial a role do you think the public have to play in helping us police the region? Because obviously we've talked about the challenges about austerity and all that sort of stuff, and you mentioned how many volunteers we have with Street Watch, online crime reporting, web chat and stuff like that as well. It's a crucial avenue for the public as well to help us, isn't it?
I mean, I have a very strong belief that communities are safe when the public care and won't tolerate criminality and crime and play an active role. Now, that's not going out doing the job of the police. The police are very much here to support the public to make sure they live in safe areas. It's almost impossible to make an area safe if the people who live in it don't want to play a part in that. And so what I think we've been trying very hard to do through the work we've had our PCSOs doing, the engagement work, well, cafes, all the things they've been out doing, is to try and understand what the public want. And then I think through things like Street Watch, the WR Now system where people can sign into, been trying to encourage the public to play a part. And actually, I can't describe, really, Streetwatch has been an amazing revolution for the force. There's 1,300 people across this force in the community who go out, wear a tabard and act as our eyes and ears. And I think we've only just started to tap into the potential. So I very much see this next 3 years of expanding the role of the public in understanding what really concerns them in their area and finding ways that will be often unique to each community as to how they can play their part in working with the police to make the community safe.
Final question. Obviously, your contract's been extended till January 2023. In order for you to judge the next 3 years, if you like, as a success, what do you think needs to happen from a perspective in the police?
Yeah, so I think it's a great question, actually. So in the next few weeks, we'll start unveiling a next three-year strategy for the force, which kind of sets out how we'll work, and also in line with our current and our future PCC's priorities, how we'll deliver the police and crime plan. So they, for the Chief Constable, I think, become the really important areas. And there are some things in that I've probably touched into. I think, you know, how we build the public more strongly into what we do is number one. I think how we keep modernising the force. I think the style in which we tackle the complex problems we face is going to be a big part of them. But it's very much a build on over the last few years, because we come out of this austerity period stretched in places, but we're getting extra officers to help with that stretched. But we come out with quite impressive capabilities in terms of, you know, the new buildings we're bringing online, the technology we've got available, the technology that's coming in this year. And I think that will sharpen our trajectory and give us a bit more of a laser-like approach to the crime problems we face. So I think fundamentally it's our ability to keep the public safe that we're judged by.
Well, Chief Constable, thanks again for sitting down with us this morning. Congratulations on your extension, and we look forward to seeing you over the next 3 years. Thank you.
Thank you.
So there we are, an extended interview with our Chief Constable, Dave Thompson. Many thanks to the Chief for agreeing to sit down with us. And remember that you can follow him on Twitter at DaveThompsonCC. Next time, we will hopefully be going behind the scenes of a department for you as we try to give you a look at how we police the West Midlands. Now, we'd love to hear from you and want to produce the best show for you. So leave a review on Apple Podcasts or tweet us at WM Police with what you want to hear. And remember that if you ever need our help, you can contact us for our online live chat facility, which is available 7 days a week between 8 a.m. and midnight. If our live chat service is unavailable, please call us on 101. And remember that if a crime is happening, has just happened, or if you feel that someone's life is in danger, please call us on 999. We will speak to you very, very soon. Until then, thanks indeed for listening to YM from West Midlands Police. Take care and goodbye.